Blog Talk Radio. Something happens when you pray. Something happens when you pray. I said something happens when you shout unto God. When you bless the Lord at all times. When you sing a new song unto the Lord. When you make a joyful noise. In spite of what you're going through. In spite of your circumstance. If you will lift up your hands and open up your mouth and say to the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. It has to go. Yes, it does. Somebody give God a shout. Give a shout of praise.
Bye. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, name above all names.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't. You ought to say, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. He's Jesus above all other names. He's Jesus. You know, that name is just so soothing to me. It is so refreshing to me. And you ought to just call up on it even the more, Jesus, Jesus. He's wonderful. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Praise God. Oh, how I love that name, Jesus. Praise God. Oh, wonderful, wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace. He's more than enough for us. Hallelujah. Name Jesus. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. More than enough. Praise God. How I love that name, Jesus. Ooh, King Jesus. Oh, praise God. That's who we are praising. Hallelujah. We're giving him all the glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's more than enough. More than enough. More than enough. Praise God. Praise God. God, praise God. You are listening to God's Favorites Radio Ministry coming to you live on Block Talk tonight. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to the drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. Maybe you got one, have turned to the gay life or the lesbian life. Maybe going through some type of sickness that it's just plaguing your body. You know, we go through so many things in this life, praise God. And God said that we will have trials and tribulations in this life. But he told us to be of good cheer. For he's there to help us to overcome, praise God. We are overcomers through Christ Jesus, praise God. The one that has loved us with an everlasting love, praise. His name is Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's favorites is reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Isn't God good? If we just come to him in sincere honesty, in love and adoration to him, he will give us rest. He will give us the peace that passes all understanding. Yes, he his name is Jesus. Yes, he is. Praise God. He's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. He's there to heal all our hurts. Praise God. He is the healer. He is the greatest healer that ever have been and ever will be. He is the one, praise God, that we can call on at any time, anywhere. Praise God, because he knows everything about us. Praise God. God knows everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just love him tonight. Yes. I just love him. I love him for what he has done and what he's going to do for us. Because we can just all believe him for the great expectations for anything that pertaineth to life and godliness in him. If it's pertaining to Jesus, we can expect to him to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift up all the prayer requests before you, Lord God. Everyone that has, oh God, called in with many prayer requests and many needs, God. I know, God, that you are the healer. I know, God, that you knows, God. I know that you knows every mother's heart, oh God, that's aching tonight, God. Oh God, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. You said bring them to you, Lord God. I bring that son to you. I bring that daughter to you, God. I bring that pain, that heartache, oh God, to you, Lord God, because you are the healer, Lord God. I plead the
blood, God, over everyone, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God. I pray for that grandmother call in, oh God, that her grandson, oh God, was hit by a car while he was laying in his bed, oh God. The car went through the house into his bed and broke his leg in 3 parts, broke his neck, and damage one kidney. Now he only have it destroyed one kidney. And we do lift up that family to you, Lord God, in the name of, and every family, oh God, that's going through trials and tribulations, and everyone on Minister Peggy's list, oh God, that she's going to bring out tonight, God. Everyone, oh God, that's suffering in some type of way, oh God. God is just to strengthen us, oh God, and to make us strong, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, because we know that you have loved us, oh God, with an everlasting love, oh God. We know, God, that you will never turn your back on us, God. We know, God, that God, in you lies all the fullness of the Godhead, God. And God, you, oh Father, God, made us, God. You knows all about us, oh God. You knows our going in and our coming out, our uprising and our sitting down, God. You knows every strand of hair that falls from our head, oh God. You knows, oh God, our weakness, and oh God, you knows our strength, oh God. Father God, you said, oh God, there is a season for everything under the sun. There's a time and a season, God. And God, there's a time, oh God, to moan and a time. So we lift up those, oh God, Father God, that's going through, oh God, times and periods of mourning, oh God, from the loss of their loved ones, oh God. Father God, where the enemy have snuck in and tried to steal, oh God, kill and destroy, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift them up to you, Lord God, because I know, God, you, the God of all comfort, oh God. You comfort their heart, oh God. And, oh God, takes away sadness, oh God. Oh, Father God, you takes away the loneliness, oh God. You takes away the heavy burden, oh God. Yes, you do, God, because you say, yes, you are, God. Yes, you do, God. Oh, Father God, we just love you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, for what you do, God. Yes, God. Oh, you are our strong tower, God. Oh, Father God. Oh, God, we can, oh, God, just call your number anytime, God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for that mother, oh God, that called in, oh God, Father God, and said, pray for me, keep me on your prayer list. Father God, she said, oh God, Lord God, yes, Lord God, one son is gay, one in prison, and she and the husband walked off and has a baby by a woman, Father God. And oh God, we do lift up this mother, oh God. And oh God, she went on and on and on with more, oh God, things that are going on in her life. But God, I know, God, that you can, oh God, lift her heavy burden, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Wrap your arms around her right where she is right now, God. Oh God, Father God, and let her feel the peace, oh God. Father God, provide for her finances now, oh God. Oh God, where her finances are so low, God. Oh God, heal her with her bad health, oh God. Oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, where her health is giving her problems, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, I know, God, oh Father God, you can heal her body, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. That which them devil has meant for bad, God, I know, God, that you can turn it around for her good, God. Yes, Lord God. Now from the top of her head into every other mother, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every son or daughter that's behind prison walls, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, you're going to touch their hearts, oh God, right where they are, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. You're going to draw them close to you, Lord God. Oh God, you said you wish that none should perish, but all be saved, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we bring in our sons and daughters, oh God, that may have committed a crime or something to land them behind prison walls, oh God. Lord God, oh Father God, you got them there for a purpose and a reason, oh God. Lord God, that they will be drawn. I pray, God, in the weary hours of the night, God, they will call up on you, oh God, and they'll call on your name, oh God, and God. God, Lord God, oh God, those that have life sentences, they'll be set free. Those that, oh God, have, oh God, so many years, they'll be set free at an early time, God. God, you have a way of doing things, God, if it's your will, God. Oh, Father God, you already got things in control, God. We just got to believe you for it, God. And Lord God, we just so thankful, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God, we are thankful. Oh, God, what you're going to do in the lives of your people, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, oh, God, for the poor, because you said we'll have the poor with us always, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they're going to be provided for, God, no matter how poor they are, God. You'll cause men to give unto their bosom. They'll be, oh, God, everything that they need, oh, God, Lord God, because you, God, said oh, God, you supply us our every need, oh, God. And, Lord, we also lift up those, oh, God, in our governmental offices, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Yes, Lord, that they will serve with all their power and all their might, oh, God. They will serve in every capacity, oh, God, for whatever they put their hands to do, God, it'll be to the glory of you. I pray that they will put you first in their life, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, touch their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that this time, oh God, when they goes to the office, oh God, they'll have you on their mind, oh Father God, and saying, Lord, help me, Lord God, for I can't do this work, oh God, without you. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all the glory. And Lord, somebody's going to be going before the judge tomorrow. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, I pray, oh God, that the judge pray before he comes out. And God, your angels be staked in every four corners of the courtroom, God. And God, they get proper sentences. They won't be putting no more on them, oh God. Oh, Father God, let that not be no bias or envious or jealousy in the courtroom. Oh, God, but just, oh God, you moving in a mighty way, God, in the midst of your people, oh God. Lord, I thank you tonight. Yes, oh God, I can call many things unto you, God. You know. Oh God, Father God, be with your people, oh God, because you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Thank you, Father, right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, we have our minister, Peggy Biden, tonight, praise God, and she's going to come with announcements, and then I'll be right back with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Peggy.
Good afternoon. This is a wonderful day in the Lord because this is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Our phone number is area code 504-347-5797. To listen to our program, please dial area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. On Sunday nights at 7 p.m. and on Friday nights at 7 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites. Call this number on Friday nights at 7 p.m., 714-409-0578. And you receive a great blessing just by listening to God's Word. That's every Sunday night at 7 and Friday at 7 p.m. Tonight our prayer requests are for... Our people that have called and asked for prayer for their eyes. They're having surgery tomorrow. And also for blindness. People that are going blind from eye diseases. We need to ask God to heal them. For heart disease and for diabetes and for cancer. and most of all for missionaries. Let's remember our missionaries out there in the field sharing the word of God and all their families. For grieving people, for pastors, for children without parents, for children that is going to school and is having a hard time paying attention to their teachers. Many of these kids have disabilities, and many of these kids need prayer. So let's begin to pray for the children of the world, not only in the United States, but all over the world. Think about what is God doing for you this Easter. We're entering into our Easter week, and we need to take and just think, how great is God? How he went through that suffering on that cross for us, and how he bore our illness, our pain, and our sorrow on that cross, and yet he gave us everlasting life. Everlasting life. Isn't that wonderful? Remember, the seed is the word, and the amount of word you know increases the amount of seed in your spirit. The conditions of the soil is the condition of your heart and spirit. If you are in covenant with God, you must have a pure motive and a heart of righteousness, right standing with God. You can expect the blessings to follow you and increase to come automatically. We have a need to have God and to have him live in our life. In Psalm 67, it says, God, have mercy on us and bless us and show us your kindness so the world will learn your ways and all nations will learn that you can save. God, the people should praise you. All people should praise you. The nations should be glad and sing because you judge people fairly. You guide all the nations on earth. God, the people should praise you. All people shall praise you. The land has given its crops. God, our God, blesses us. God blesses us so people all over the world will fear him. Isn't that wonderful? Everyone should praise God. Everyone. We thank you tonight for listening to God's Favorite Radio Program. Remember, again, that number to call is area code 714-409-0578 on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 7. Listen to the word. It will help encourage you to go through your week just by listening to God's word. We might have some added programs onto this wonderful service, and we'll let you know. We'll make another announcement later this week and let you know if God's Favorite Radio program is going to be expanding. Isn't that wonderful? God has blessed us and God will take care of us. Thank you for listening. Again, let somebody know that Jesus loves them. Jesus loves you and Jesus loves me and Jesus loves all the children of the world. Pass that on this week as we say Happy Easter to everybody. Thank you for listening to God's Favorite Radio Program. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Praise God. Thank you, my darling. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are excited because we are excited about who we are praising. We know this is Palm Sunday leading up to Resurrection Day when Jesus arose. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our title tonight is going to be The Lord, the Messiah to Come. We now are waiting for his return. Praise God. Hallelujah. Aren't you excited? We now are waiting. We are waiting. Oh, for his return. Because he has bled and died for us way back on Calvary's tree. Praise God. And we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 40. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know in whom we believe in, praise God, that one day he will come back for his children. And that all the way he has told us, oh, who he was to us, praise God, hallelujah. So he said in Isaiah chapter 40, comfort ye, my people, said your God. God told us to comfort each other until he comes back, until his return, that we are to comfort one another with the word of God. And the only thing is going to stand is God's word. Praise God. Nothing else will stand. Nothing else will stand but the word until Jesus come back again. Isn't that awesome? So as we go into this Holy Week, praise God, we are going in like never before, praising him, oh, and giving him all the glory, the honor, and oh, the adoration to him. Let's go to verse 3. Praise God, the voice of him who cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Hey, that's what we're doing. We are making straight a highway for our God to come back. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are giving out the good news of Jesus Christ. We telling people, we are trying to get people to turn to Jesus, that's giving them the salvation message, to tell them to turn ye to the Lord. Oh, telling them the truth, not adding nor taking away. Praise God. Hallelujah. God said every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. So every valley in your life, praise God, is going to be exalted. And every mountain that's standing in your way, praise God, oh yes, it shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. God's going to do everything for you. Oh, just like we call out the prayer request, these things going to be made straight for you. The devil can't stand in your way at all times. Praise God. God is here. Oh, yes. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see. All flesh going to see. Praise God. I love that right there. You know, man, I hear many people say, oh, the flesh is people unsaved is getting away with things. But no, God said, hallelujah. I get so excited when I read that verse. And read it again. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. God has spoken. God has spoken. Yes, he is. God has spoken. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just thank God. Oh, yes, what he does. Praise God. Oh, if God said it, I believe it. Praise God. He said the grass withers and the flowers fade because the Spirit of the Lord blows up on it. Surely the people are just like grass. The unbelievers out there, they just like grass in the eyesight of God. Praise God. How are they going to fade away? Praise God. God said if they don't turn and adhere to this word, praise God, all these things going to be now. Praise God. Oh, and he's going to come in his power and majesty. Let's go to verse 11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms. We are his lamb. Praise God. And carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those who are with young. God is not going to leave anybody out. Praise God. They're going to do it gently. Oh, we are so precious. We are so precious in his sight. Praise God. He don't leave nothing undone. Praise God. Let's go on to verse 12. who? And he asks us. God is asking us a question. Praise God. And because he wants us to know who this Messiah is to come. Who is this Lord that we are serving? Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Who has melted out the heaven in the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in a scale and the hills in a balance? Who done it? God is asking us, who has done these things? Do we know whom we are serving? Who has done these things for us? Praise God. Praise God. Let's look at 13, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord? Surely man didn't do it. Surely man didn't do it, but God, or being his counselor, has taught him. Nobody but God. Who taught God? Nobody but him. 14, with whom took he counsel, and who instructed him? Then we can't say who instructed. God instructed us. Nobody instructed God, praise God, and taught him the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding. No man can get the glory for this. No man can get the glory for instructing God. Hallelujah. He instructs everything. God is in control. Yes, he is. God is in control of everything that pertaineth to us. Then people say, why are the nations ruling? Let's look at it. Behold, the nations are as a drop in the bucket, and they are counted as a small dust of a balance. God looking at nations are small things in God's eyes. Praise God. Behold, he takes up the isles as a very little thing. God looks at these things as small things. So we look at them as giants in our eyes, but no, we need to look at them like God looks at them. Praise God. These things, these countries, they are all just out there, and God is going to handle all these things. Praise God. Hallelujah. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. These things are just vanity here on earth. God is control. Praise God. He's coming back, and he's going to remove all of this stuff that's going on. Praise God. Oh, praise God. To whom then will you liken God, if God is all of these things? Verse 18 said, well, then to whom will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? Can you compare anything down here to God? No. God is God. There is no one like God. There is no one that can compare themselves with God. There's no one higher than God. There's no one lower than God. God is in control. He's the great God and great Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. He is the greatest of all. There is none. There is none. So we don't put anybody, praise God, hallelujah, above God. Hallelujah. The workman melts a graven image, and the goldsmith spreads it over with gold and casts silver chains. He who is so impoverished that he has no oblation chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeks unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have God ask you a question again after the goldsmith and all these things can do something? Have you not known? God said, have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning of the world? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth, from the beginning of this word to the ending of this word? Don't you know who God is? God has made a revelation of himself to man. From the beginning, it's clear from this verse who God is. God is not a religion. He does not want us to worship idols, as we saw up here, how people can melt graven images and goldsmiths can spread them with gold. But God, that is not God. He just has given man the ability to do these things, but not to worship them. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? So that's who we are praising. Praise God. It is he who sits upon the circle of the earth, and the habitations thereof are as grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens as a curtain and spread out as a tent to dwell in. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God will ask us another question. Man can, if you read all of this, yes, man can do all these things. They can plant great vineyards. They can have great stock. They can take great root in the earth. They can do many things. But in verse 25, to whom then will you liken me, God said, or shall I be equal? Are you going to equal God to these things? I said this is Palm Sunday. This is leading up to, oh, praise God. But we know that we are waiting for our coming Messiah now to come back again for us. Praise God. To whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high. God wants your heart to be lifted and your mind to be lifted up to know who he is in a mighty way. And behold, who has created these things, he said. You need to know who has created these things that brings out their hosts by number. He calls them all by names and by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong power, not one fails. Praise God. So God is letting us know, out of all these things that we possess down here, out of all the greatness of man, will you liken our God to him? Praise God. Praise God. He said again, he said, have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, he is the everlasting God. We can't kill him. You can't stop him. The Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, thinks not. He don't faint, and neither is he weary. Praise God. There's no searching of his understanding. You don't know. Our understanding is not like God's understanding. Praise God. We don't know God's understanding. He gives us a little bit and a little bit every time we seek his face. We just only have a taste of him, praise God. But we have enough of him, to be saved, praise God. Salvation, God wants to live in the heart of man. The salvation message is what we are to be bringing to the men and women everywhere, praise God. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. All those prayer requests earlier that we brought forth, praise God. He gives, he's given them power and he's given them strength. Do they have been taken out of here? But God, keep on. Yes, he just keep on urging and nudging and nudging, praise God, and helping us in every way, praise God, that we feel, that we just can't make it. But God say, yes, you can. Praise God. Hallelujah. He even thinks about the youth. He don't leave anybody out. He said, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Yes, we're going to see it. But God is still in control. And he said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk, but they shall not faint. God going to give us strength in every area of our life. Oh, praise God. We're going to mount up with, every day God gives us strength. Every day he teaches us. It is his will, praise God, for those that wait upon, that we will constantly be seeking his face and being bound together with him. We will be desirous of carrying out his will, praise God. Oh, the more we mount up, praise God. And the Holy Spirit uses an eagle's wing as an example, praise God. Yes, yes, yes. We will mount, we all, praise God, we'll be free in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what I'm talking about, praise God. God promised to give strength for the journey, no matter what journey we are on. Some of us feels like it's a more intense. Some of us have light affliction. Oh, God, but oh, God knows them all. Praise God. Hallelujah. God promises to give strength for the journey in order that we may run and not be weary. That's what he told us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. We serve a sovereign and a mighty God. Praise God. Oh, he has loved us. Yes, he has. With an everlasting love. Let's go over to chapter 41. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is so good. Let's go to 41:10. And God wants us to hear him. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, fear not, fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, as I just said earlier, strength. Strength, and he mounts you up with on wings as eagle wings, and he gives you strength, strength to endure everything that we face in life. He said, I will help you. Yes, he didn't say that he was going to leave you straggling. He said, I will help you. Praise God. And I will strengthen you. God is going to strengthen you, and I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. God will not leave us struggling. He will not leave us hurting. He will come at a time, praise God. When you least think, God, praise God, God is there all the time. He knows, he knows. I can't let you know how much, because it's more than I can comprehend. But he knows the struggles and the trials that you're going to face in this life. Praise God. And then again, down at 13, he said, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying unto you, fear not, for I will help you. I will. Do you hear the I wills in these passages? Praise God. God wants you to hear his voice tonight. God wants you to hear his voice. He wants you to know who he is. As we said in our title, praise God, he is the Lord. He's the Messiah, the one to come, the one that we are looking for, the one that we are praising, praise God. Because back then they waved palm branches, but now we are not. We're waiting. We're waiting for his return, praise God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, one again, verse 14, he said, fear not, thou worm of Jacob, and you men of Israel, I will. God is all calling us. He's calling us for us to hear him. He said, I will. And he wants us to take it as heart, to the heart, and hear him saying, I will, saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I will come. I'll be a part of you. I'll be a part of everything that you're going through. Verse 15, behold, I will, God said, I will. Hear the Lord tonight. Hear him speaking. Hear him calling. I will make a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. You shall thresh the mountain and beat them small and make the hills as chaff. God gonna help you conquer every burden, every problem, every hill, every mountain got to come down. Oh, that's why we praise God. Hallelujah. I will come to you. I will help you. Oh, praise God. I am so elated in what God said he will do. He didn't say what he wouldn't do. He said what he will do. Oh, praise God. And look again in verse 18. He said, I will open rivers in high places. I don't care how deep you seem as though you're sinking. Oh, but God said he will open up. Didn't he do it for the children of Israel when Pharaoh's was on their back? Praise God. Praise God. And God also, praise God, I hear him say, I will create a river in a desert. Praise God. God got a way of bringing us out of things. Praise God. Where it seemed to be no way. Praise God. He said, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. Praise God. And I will. God wants you to hear him tonight now. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. If you need refreshing in the Holy Spirit, God said, I'll do it for you. All you got to do is call upon the Messiah. Praise God. Upon the Lord your God. Praise God. Who has loved you with an everlasting love. Praise God. I will plant in the wilderness the cedars. Maybe if you're hungry. Praise God. The fitting tree and the myrtle and the oil tree. And I will, God said, yes, God, I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree. Whatever you need, if you need something to keep shade, if you need some oil, oh, praise God, hallelujah. You might need oil for something to cook with or to rub with, whatever. God is got it. God has got it. God's got everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise that. That's why we may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this. The hand of the Lord has done this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't care how stormy things get. God is there. God is there. God is there. Right there with us. So you know what he said? Produce your cause. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. Produce your cause. Verse 21. Produce your cause. Call unto me. Let me hear the call, the cry of my children, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reason. I don't care how hard it is. I don't care how bad it seems. I don't care how low you feel, how you're hurting. Job, all the flesh had fell from his bones. He had lost everything that he had. God steps in. God wants you to know that he'll do the same thing just like he did for Job. God's going to step in. He said, produce your cause. What it is? What is it? What is it? Bring forth your strong reason, saith the king of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. God's going to show you what will happen if you bring them to him. Bring all your cares and burdens to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let them show the former thing that what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us the things to come. Praise God. Who has declared from the beginning that we may know, and before time that we may say, he is righteous, yea, there is none who shows, yea, there is none who declares, yea, there is none who hears your words. There is none. There is none. There is none. I say to you tonight, there is none that can help us. There is none, praise God, that can help our children that's going through now as they marched the streets on yesterday. this week. They are hurting. You know what we're going to do? We're going to produce our cause to the Messiah, to the one to come. God's going to take care of everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our children are hurting because there's so much mass shootings. But God said these times will come when there will be murders and scorpions upon the land, but we got to call upon the Messiah, the one that has left us with an everlasting love. Praise God. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, our Lord. Our Messiah, the one to come, the one that had bled and died for us on old Calvary's cross, the one that have loved us with an everlasting love. He's coming back for his children one day. We won't suffer no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so glad that you join us tonight. Please be back with us on Friday night at 7 and on Sunday night again at 7. And may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he give you peace this week. But know who's in the battle with you. Whatever you're going through, God is there to help you and to bring you through. He asked you the question tonight. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? And all, in spite of all your circumstances, all you got to do is open up your heart to him. Praise God. All you got to do is speak to the mountain, and they shall be removed in Jesus' name. But we got to use his name. Praise God. Thank you. Have a blessed night, and I'll be right back here next Sunday night at the same time. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.